So good evening, everyone. Tonight we'll be doing a guided meditation. And the first part, so the timing will be slightly different in terms of when the walk is. And so we'll see, sort of play it by ear. Okay. So as I was saying, tonight is a different format. We'll be doing a guided meditation. The first part, I'm going to do a guided meditation on a shamatha technique. Shamatha meaning calm abiding or peaceful abiding. And I'll be teaching a little bit of a different technique that we're not used to as much here, although many other branches of Buddhism do use this. And then we'll have, that may be a little longer than we're used to, we'll have a walking meditation, and then we'll sit down for the second part, which will be a guided meditation in Vipassana, or awareness, insight meditation. So there'll be two parts, and we'll probably end for enough time for some general questions if people have it. So if people have questions, there'll be a little time at the end. So for people that are brand new, we do teach a different style of meditation. So if you come back again, you can meet with someone individually and we'll give you instruction in that particular style. So this is more unusual tonight. But both are very valid in terms of shamatha technique. So I'll explain more in the context of the session. So first, we'll just sit together in the space and just come into the space here, be present, and then I'll begin. So begin by feeling your contact with the earth. And that could be your feet on the floor if you're in a chair, or just sitting on a cushion and your feet and legs crossed perhaps in front of you, touching the floor. There's a sense of groundedness. Some sense of solidity, like a mountain. You're present, you're here. And there's movement, which is your breath. Throughout your body, the breath initiates the moving throughout your body. And then there's thoughts and thinking. And often when people hear calm abiding or tranquility meditation, they think the point is to get rid of the thoughts. But that's actually not the point at all. The point is to refrain from following the thoughts. So just letting go of the thoughts and returning to the breath. So tonight, we'll work with a stricter form of shamatha meditation, which is counting the breaths. And we've been working with this book, Lojong, Cultivating Compassion Through Training the Mind. And Trolig Rinpoche talks about counting the breaths. So we'll work with that tonight. And if you have another method of meditation you wish to follow, please feel free. So Trolig Rinpoche describes the counting as working with the exhale as one, and the inhale just comes in. So the count is on the exhale, which I found particularly helpful. So you can work with that on your own, which is as you exhale to yourself in your mind, you think one, breathe out, and then let the breath come in. Two, you're breathing out, and the breath comes in. He suggests working with up to seven and starting over. And if any point your mind wanders, you just start again. And you can really do any number. It's not the number that matters, really. It's just noticing when you're off. So this is a technique of a closer placement of the shamatha practice. There's more emphasis on holding close to the object of meditation, which is the breath. So let's work with that for a little bit. And I will continue to give some instruction as we go. Your eyes should be open and lowered to the floor and look ahead a bit, but the gaze is very soft. As you breathe out, there's the count. The breath comes in. Breathe out in the next count. So just to review, tonight we're working with a different shamatha technique, counting the breath. As always, work with your posture, and you can always come back to that if your mind is very wild. Just feel yourself resting on the earth, upright. As you breathe out, you count one, and the breath comes in. And you continue that way. If you lose your focus, then begin again. You may notice that you're actually continuing to count while your mind is elsewhere. Interestingly enough, there's like a split there. So just notice and come back to the breath. The breath is like a tether. So hold your mind quite firmly to the breath. This is a stricter technique than we're used to. So put effort into the practice. So in this practice of meditation, there are actually two parts, which is the first is holding to the object of meditation, which is in this case the breath, and we're using the counting as a very strong delineator to notice whether we're on target or not. And that's called trempa, recollection. We're remembering that we're actually doing something, and we're remembering that we're practicing meditation. So that's the first part. And the second thing is seshin. These are both Tibetan words, seshin, which is knowing when you've slipped. So there's that knowing quality that you're off, that you're now beyond the actual focus of meditation. And one analogy is it's like in the old days in the West, the sheriff would always know when the bad guys were in town. There's a sense that something's happening, you could get it, you feel it in the air. And that's the sense of knowing when you've gone off. So that knowing is very important as a reminder, and that's that part that's very awake. And then you just wake up in a way, and you have to be willing at that point to come back to the practice. So that's the discipline. And you can notice that you're thinking and come back. And in this case, we're coming back to the counting, which, as I said, is a very sharp reminder. Trala Grimpache in this book, Lojong, talks about being in a state of awareness. That's a verb, is a verb being rather than just awareness. So it's more being in a state of awareness. And one thing that Pema Chodron says is when you notice you're thinking, the thought is like a bubble, and you just, it's like you touch that bubble and it pops. So that may be a helpful reminder for you. But I often think of cartoon characters that have a thinking above them. So it's almost like that. We have our little thought bubbles, and then we notice and we can pop them. But the willingness is really important, the willingness to come back. So now we'll be doing walking meditation, and we'll take about 10 minutes for that. You can go to the restroom down the hall. There's a water fountain down there. We walk in a clockwise direction and move the cushions a little bit in, and it's silent, and it's not too fast and not too slow. So the posture is also important, with the head up and the body in alignment. And we hold, if you're comfortable, you can hold your hands here or wherever it's comfortable for you. So I'll ring the gong for that to begin walking. And there'll be a signal to come back. And in the second half, I will teach a different meditation technique, which is called Vipassana. Walking meditation.